Hello, Lynn.
Nice to meet you. I can't see
Oh, you don't want to see me today. I'm full of a cold, unfortunately. Sorry.
Oh no. That must be a huge hazard for
It's
you, mustn't it? What happened?
not great when you get the cold and it gets to the voice as well, gets to the throat. It's not great. You just have to rest and get it over and done with as soon as possible.
Well, hopefully you've got time to do that. The
Yeah.
show, you're about to embark on your huge UK tour. Most of it's already sold out, which is great news, and that's prompted you to add additional dates, which is good news for us here in Tunbridge Wells because you're now coming to see us, which is excellent.
Absolutely. Yes, I'll be there. I'll be
We'll
there.
talk about that in a minute. It kicks off in Ipswich, May 30th, ends in Blackpool at the Opera House on the 5th of July.
It certainly does.
That must be wonderful for you, because really that's where it all began for you, isn't it? That's where you were born and raised.
It is. Yeah, I was born in Blackpool and I was raised in Fleetwood, just up the coast. But I used to work at the Opera House. I used to be there a stage crew. So going back there every time, brings back memories of my time working as crew and the times that I've played there before many, many, many years, for many years, to be honest. I've played at the Opera House and I love it. And all my friends and family turn up and it's like coming home.
So 30 years on, you're a multi-million platinum selling artist, triumphed on the theatre stages and concert halls all around the world, number one albums, Tony Award winner, stole a show at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee concert at Buckingham Palace, performed at the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations at Windsor Castle, and you've been awarded an OBE. Congratulations for that, for
Thank you.
your services to music and charity. That's not bad for a lad from Blackpool, is it?
That's okay when you put it like that.
Can we go back a bit then? So at the age of
Yes.
17, you were an apprentice mechanic at the TVR garage. I didn't realize it was the TVR garage, the
Yeah,
factory there.
I was doing my apprenticeship to be a panel beater, like a body mechanic. And I loved working on cars, but my passion for in my life was singing, was music. It always had been. I used to be a drummer in a lot of rock bands, so drumming was a big part of my life. But it was the singing that sort of took over and became more of a hobby and an interest for me. And then I got a lot of encouragement, a lot of recognition for my singing, and decided to see where it would take me, see where I could go with it, so it
Yeah,
was
because the legendary story is that you were singing while you were
in the car
working.
factory.
Yeah, and some and a customer came in, heard your beautiful voice, and kind of it went from there. Can you just how did
It
that
did.
happen? Just talk me through that.
Well, pretty much exactly what you just said. I mean, you've told the story. I used to sing around the factory. You overheard me singing, advised me to take a day off work and try out for this company in London. And I went home that night and literally had a singing lesson that evening with a local guy that had been sort of going to. And he told me about this audition as well. And he said, you should get this newspaper called The Stage and Television and look at the advertisement and see if you can get yourself down to London and try out. So I got the newspaper that night. First page that I opened was for this advert. And I just thought, this is ridiculous. It's like three things that have just told me to try out for this company. So I took the day off work, came down to London, sang for the company. They asked me back for a second audition. I had to take another day off work. And then they took me on. They offered me a job as a member of the chorus for their next UK tour, the next UK theatre tour.
And was that the Doyley Carr Opera Company?
It was the Doyley Carr Opera
Yeah,
Company.
I had a, I think he was a physics teacher who was connected with the Doyley Carr Opera Company. And so our
Right.
school, I was in a little comprehensive school in Liverpool, and
Yeah.
he was connected. We did the Mikado and Ruddy Gore,
Oh,
and
wow. Okay.
I was a very tall Japanese lady,
That's cool.
nearly 6 foot tall. It didn't really work, but anyway. But he managed to get a couple of the members of Opera Company to come and sing the leads in our little school plays. It was
Oh
amazing.
my goodness, that's
I know.
cool.
How about that? So yeah, so that was your start at the Doyley Carr Opera Company, and then you got serious there, and you went and you were trained at the Royal College of Music.
I did, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the Royal College.
and the National Opera Studio as well, and the Royal Opera House. Yeah, yeah. How was that generally a positive experience for you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, college was tough. I mean, it's a tough process to go through. You know, there's a lot of study, a lot of training, a lot of self-discipline. But you know, you get through it, and you learn a lot. You know, I mean, ridiculous amount of music that I ended up singing at college. Languages, composers, different styles of classical music. It was wonderful to be a part of that establishment, and I'm very proud of my time there and of the National Opera Studio too.
You perform with the best talent and vocal talent the world has to offer. You've performed for the great and the good, of course, including Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, King Charles, Queen Camilla. I mean, the list goes on. How do you handle that when you're in front of such esteemed audiences? Do you get terribly nervous, or is it just part of the job now?
You know, I get nervous sort of every time I sing, no matter who I'm singing for, whether it's royalty, presidents, politicians, you know, whoever, or the man in the street. You know, if I'm stand up in a pub or whatever and I sing a song, then you know, I get nervous. But that's part of the process for me. I have to go through that process, I think, to sort of do the job. You know, it's important. So I don't really sort of, if I didn't get nervous, I'd worry about it. So, but I've learned how to handle those nerves. I know how to control them, not let them take over too much of my performance, you know, or anything like that. But it's important, I think.
Mm. Standout moments in your career. I mean, I guess there was a concert in 2010 where you took the role of Jean Valjean in Les Miserables, yeah. And that was at the O2 Arena in London. It was to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the show. It's probably a part that you're very famous for. I know my mum is a huge fan of yours, by the way, Alfie. She really is.
Oh,
and she saw you perform at the Philharmonic in Liverpool, thought it was amazing. And I know that fabulous song really meant a lot to her, really touched her. It was wonderful. Would you say that was one of your standout moments so far in your career?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, to be honest, you know, that was a big moment. The singing for Her Majesty at the Diamond Jubilee for a birthday at Windsor Castle. Again, standout moments. But to be honest, for me personally, the last time I get a chance to sing is always the standout moment. Whenever I get a chance to sing, the last time I've done it, it always sticks in my mind. So I'm very lucky like that. It doesn't have to be a big extravaganza for it to be a standout moment. It can be a simplest little performance.
I need to refer to this, Alfie, and I hope it doesn't upset you, but your marriage to Sarah sadly ended in 2020, and that really did affect you very badly, didn't it? How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I mean, it is tricky. Everybody, you know, I'm not the only one that's gone through it. It's not an easy thing, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone to have to go through that. If they can make things work between them, then between each other, then that's important. But you know, you move on, life goes on, and you deal with the ups and the downs, and that's what life's about. And yeah, I'm just taking day by day.
Good. Okay, that's good to know. So yes, and one of the ups must be working with your friend Michael Ball. you've become a bit of a double act, haven't you? You've had a couple of really successful albums together, Called Together and Together Again. You've won a Brit Award. Did you get Best Album and Group of the Year?
We won Best Album of the Year and Best Newcomers, Best Sort of Artist of the Year. So
it's been amazing. Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
So why did you decide to team up? Did you know each other before? Was it something that you met and decided to do it? Or did you know each other first? Which way round did it go?
We worked on a show together at the London Coliseum on a production called Kismet. And we pretty much just met on that, really. And then Michael went to do a prom concert at the Royal Albert Hall, and I was his guest on that concert. And that was the first time we ever duetted together, and we discovered that our voices blended well, our voices worked well together. So we thought, let's team up and try something new and see if we can become a duo. You know, Michael suggested we maybe need another singer, a third singer to join us, and we were racking our brains on who we could bring on board. And then I just said, look, why don't we just do it? Just me and you. We don't need a third guy. Let's just me and you do it and just have fun. And we did, and it worked out, and it was a big success. Very happy.
Maybe you should do more.
I think we will, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. So we need to talk about your tour. In fact, you've got a few things going on.
My album Open Arms is on sale now. It's available. My book is also available. And the tour starts May 30th. Yeah.
So lots going on. What can the audience expect when we come to see you at Tunbridge Wells?
Well, the show is sort of a carry-on from my Open Arms tour, which was last year, with a few modifications, few different song changes, few additions. I have a guest artist called Carly Powley, who's going to be doing a performance before I go on. So like my support act. I will be doing a lot of songs from the album, but also pretty much a storyboard of music that's affected me throughout my life. Songs that I listened to as a kid, songs that my parents used to listen to that remind me of home. And yeah, so it's a nice sort of portrait of music that's been a part of my life since a kid.
So you're coming to Tunbridge Wells on the 3rd of July. We're looking forward to welcoming you there. I do hope you get rid of that cold quickly and get your voice back to where it should be, Alfie. It must be a huge, huge worry for you. So keep well, stay away from germs, wear your mask, and
I'll be on top form by the time I'm.
Alfie, though, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you today. I wish you every success with everything you're doing, and look forward to welcoming you to Tunbridge Wells. Thank you very much.
Look forward to you too.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving,